My mother is an unconventional parent, thank God. She tried to be a normal mom. She tried to do the normal things like cook dinner and host my birthday parties, but it just wasn't her. She's really impulsive. For example, if there was a blizzard outside but she wanted to go to the movies, we would go. We'd slide all over the road in her red Mustang driving there, but we would go. If she was on a diet, so were my father and I. And there were a lot of diets. We suffered through her chewing each bite of food 30 times, serving everything on dessert plates to make your meals look bigger, the crock pot years, the aerobics classes, breakfast for dinner, no dinner, my poor dad. At least I got to leave for college. There was also a lot of purging our stuff and furniture rearranging. My mom has always been an early riser, and it was not uncommon for me to wake up around 11 a.m. on a Saturday and find that the living room was now in the dining room and that we actually no longer had a dining room, but we did have a brand new office. My father and I would get used to the changes, but then she would eventually just change them again. Leaving town without my mom could be stressful. You might come home to a new floor plan, half your wardrobe donated, and sometimes even a new dog. My dad is the opposite. He doesn't love change and likes to hang on to his possessions until he's sure there's no need or use for them anymore. This is hard on my mom, and during their last move, she admitted to me that she was burning some of my dad's old books and magazines and papers because she knew he would never get around to sorting through them in time for the movers to come. Like any good daughter would, I immediately called my dad and told on her. I probably should have let them work out their own problems, but I can never keep myself from butting into any situation, like someone else I know and love and am writing about at this exact moment. There was always a lot of change happening. I liked it. It was exciting. I always felt the same rush my mom did after a day of reorganizing the basement or driving a carload of stuff to the Goodwill. A fresh start. A new beginning. And it was fun spending the day with my mom no matter what we were doing. She turned on loud music while we worked, and there was always a reward at the end. Ironically, it was usually a trip to the mall to buy new things or at least put them on layaway, but we felt we'd earned it. And sharing a sundae in a diner after the stores had closed for the night was the perfect end to our day together. The relationship between a mother and a daughter is a unique one. And maybe mine with my mom is especially unique since I'm a daughter and an only child. It seems to constantly change. There were times I can't remember, when I was a baby and needed her to survive. Times when her approval meant everything to me. Times when I couldn't stand to be in the same room with her. And times when I would cry and cry because I missed her so much. Sometimes I felt like a sister to her, sometimes more of a friend. I've heard my father say how alike we are. I've heard her voice come out of my mouth and seen her hands when looking down at my own. We are deeply connected, and I'd say there's a chance she was probably my mom in a past life or I was hers if I believed in that stuff. Here is a brief history of what I know about my mom. She was born Molly Ann Greer. She is from Cary, Ohio. She had 7 brothers and sisters and was the daughter of a social worker farmer and a teacher. She was best friends with her sister Judy, but is close to all her living siblings. When she was 11, she was shot in the chest by her brother, who was 4. It was one of those freak gun accidents you hear about. After going hunting, her older brothers had left their guns on the ground by a tree. Her baby brother saw them, thought they were toys, picked one up, aimed it at my mom through the kitchen window, and pulled the trigger. The bullet missed her heart by a hair. She spent weeks in the hospital healing from her wound. She still has a scar on her boob, and here's something creepy. I have the same scar. Exactly. It really freaked my mom out when I showed her the first time. I'd include a photo of it, but I don't want to put a photo of my boob in my book. She actually never has a bad thing to say about that accident. In fact, she always says she was glad it happened because that was when she realized she wanted to be a nurse. She told me the doctors did a great job, yes, but it was the nurses who were the real heroes. And she wanted to do what they did, take care of sick people. But not so fast, Molly. She took an 8-year detour in the convent before going to nursing school. Yeah, my mom was engaged to Jesus. She got kicked out before she took her final marriage to Jesus vows, but she says she has no regrets about that either because she feels like she gave her best, most potentially whorish, my words, years to the Lord until the Mother Superior finally kicked her out, saying she felt my mom would be better suited serving God in a more secular environment. You see, my mom was a bit of a rebel nun. Even then, she always loved a makeover. It was long enough ago that nuns still wore habits and there was no such thing as casual Friday in the convent. Those ladies were covered at all times. But that didn't stop Sister Molly from trying to improve her fellow sister's personal nun style. She would shave heads, give perms, and pick out new eyeglasses, and she even bought herself a red bathing suit when a local parishioner invited all the nuns to go swimming in his pool one hot afternoon. He He's no dummy. Imagine if that were today, the YouTube video. Well, that episode was the last straw, as my mom explains it. And the nun boss basically fired my mom. But even though she was a failed nun and she never got to marry God, she went home feeling as if a huge weight had been lifted off her shoulders. Apparently, she never heard a calling. She knew she didn't belong there, and she told me that every time her sister Judy would come for a visit, Judy would say, "Are you ready to come home with us yet?" So when she broke off her engagement to Jesus, my mom confessed to my grandpa that she always really wanted to go to nursing school, and that was her true calling. Still to this day, she has no idea how he came up with the money, but her dad found a way to send her to a nursing school in Cleveland. Normally, I'd take this opportunity to plug the Catholic nursing school for girls she attended, but it's a parking lot now.